This is a market review for Thursday, December 23rd. I'm Ken Rogers. This is a Thursday market review. We were higher in the grains, higher in the cattle, but lower in the pork. A reminder, no markets Friday, Christmas Eve. They will resume on Monday. March corn up 3 1/4, 6.05 3/4. May up 3 1/4, 6.07 1/4. July up 3 1/2 at 6.06. January soybeans up 3 1/4, 13.32. March up 5 3/4, 13.40 3/4. May up 7 1/4, 13.48 1/4. January soybean meal up $3.30 at 4.06.10. January soybean oil up 61 cents at 55.44. March Chicago wheat up 3/4 at 8.14 3/4. May up 3/4, 8.18 1/2. July closed down 0.25 cent, 8.05 3/4. March Kansas City wheat up 7 3/4, 8.61 1/2. May up 7 1/2 at 8.59 3/4. July up 6 cents, 8.46 1/2. February live cattle up 225, 139.62. April up $1.80, 143.92. June up $1.25, 138.25. January feeder cattle up $1.67, 163.45. March up $1.82, 163.75. And the April feeder cattle up $1.82, 167.37. February lean hogs down 12, 83.22. April down a nickel, 86.65. June down 20. At 97.30. And after the markets closed, cattle on feed report out showed down slightly. As cattle and calves on feed for slaughter in the U.S. and feedlots with a capacity of 1,000 more head totaled 12 million head December 1st. That inventory slightly below a year ago. Placements in feedlots for November, 1.97 million head, 4% above 2020. Net placements at 1.91 million head. Marketing of fed cattle in November, 1.87 million head. That's 5% above 2020. Marketings were the highest for November since it began the series in 1996. Now, November 2021 includes one additional day of slaughter compared to a year ago. And the quarterly hog and pig report shows the U.S. inventory of all hogs and pigs on December 1, 74.2 million head, down 4% from a year ago, down 1% from the September report. Breeding inventory, 6.18 million head, slightly up from last year, but down slightly from the previous quarter. Hog market inventory, 68 million head, down 4% from last year, down 1% from last quarter. The September through November pig crop, 33.7 million head, down 4% from 2020. Sow's farrowing in this period, 3.01 million head, down 5% from 2020. The average pig save per litter, 11.19 compared to 11.05 a year ago. U.S. hog producers intend to have 2.94 million sows farrow from December through February quarter, up slightly from the actual farrowing during the same period a year earlier, down 8% from the same period 2 years ago. The total number of hogs in a contract owned by operations with over 5,000 head but raised by contractees accounted for 47% of the total U.S. hog inventory, down 1% from the previous year. In the energy trade, mixed, natural gas lower, gasoline, heating oil, and crude oil higher. Financial markets higher, S&P up 38.75, the NASDAQ up 152.25, the Dow up 273 points, 35,905. And that's a market review for Thursday, December 23rd. A reminder, no markets tomorrow for Christmas Eve. I'm Ken Rogers.